Proverbs chapter 18. A recluse seeks to fulfil his yearning, and despite all his resourcefulness, he flares up. A fool does not take delight in understanding, but in laying open his heart. When a wicked man comes, contempt comes too, and with shame comes reproach. The words of a man's mouth are deep waters, and the source of wisdom is a gushing stream. To show partiality to the wicked is not good, nor is it to pervert the course of justice of the righteous man. The lips of the fool enter into a quarrel, and his mouth calls out for beatings. The fool's mouth is his ruin, and his lips are a trap for his life. The words of a gossip monger are like delicacies, which go down to the inner parts of the belly. Also, he who is slack in his work is a brother to a ruinous man. The name of the Lord is a tower of strength. To him the righteous man runs and is set on high. A rich man's wealth is his strong town, and it is like a high wall in his imagination. A man's heart is haughty before a disaster, but meekness is warranted before honour. When one gives an answer before he has heard, it is foolishness and ignominy to his account. The spirit of a man sustains him in his infirmity, but as for a dejected spirit, who can endure it? An understanding heart acquires knowledge, and it is knowledge that the ear of the wise seeks. A gift from a man provides relief for him and leads him to the presence of the great. The first to state his case seems right in his lawsuit, but when his neighbour comes, he investigates him. The lot as determined puts an end to disputes, and it parts great men. An offended brother is more difficult to win over than a strong town, as are arguments than a castle gate bolt. By the fruit of a man's mouth his stomach will be satisfied, and by the produce of his lips he will be satiated. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. He who has found a wife has found something good, and has received goodwill from the Lord. He who is impoverished utters supplications, but a rich man answers with harsh words. A man may have friends who bring him to breaking point, but there is one who loves him and is attached to him more than a brother.